the Quad Cities. AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today on Talk of the Town, it's the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is brought to you by House Chilson Associates, A&E Repro Graphics, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, High Country Rec V Center, Cottonwood Area Transit, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Talk of the Town live on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, streaming live on our KQ&A website as well as the AZ Hometown Radio app, which you can download for free from your app store for your mobile device. You'll want to make sure you have that app handy today. We've got Eli Crane, the congressman from our district, who will be joining us live from Washington, D.C. momentarily. There's been a lot of news, of course, with the impeachment, or I guess I should say the beginning of the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which, of course, was then taken off the table by the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. So we're going to talk about that. I saw a YouTube video that Congressman Crane had posted of his questioning of Mayorkas, and I think it was really something that folks here in Arizona could be proud of, because after all, we are, I know they say every state is a border state with what's going on down at the southern border, but Arizona is a border state. And if anybody would be upset about what's going on down at the southern border, it would be us. And so you would want your representatives to convey that level of dismay in these public hearings. And Congressman Crane did just that. There's also some bills pending. And also I've got some questions for Congressman Crane regarding the hubbub with Speaker Johnson that was being brought forward by Marjorie Taylor Greene, as well as Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky. And since Congressman Crane was part of the group of eight that led to the dismissal of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, I just wanted to find out if this was going to be Act Two or if maybe there's a little bit more to it. But anyway, we have lots of questions for Congressman Crane. He is patiently standing by, getting ready to join us live here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, streaming live on the KQ&A website and the AZ Hometown Radio app. And we're on Facebook Live today as well. We'll be right back.
If you're a propane user, you've most likely heard the name Barrett Propane. That's because they've been around this area for more than 60 years, providing reliable propane to your home or business. They've also worked hard to improve the quality of life for everyone in Yavapai County by supporting local nonprofits. It's just who they are. Friendly local folks not only delivering propane, but making life a little better along the way. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Spring has sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again. Uh-huh.
Sandra, CAT is here for our community for all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Shuttle will even spring you to Sedona.
And don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
I sense budding travels ahead for us. Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Are high interest rates holding you back from purchasing a vehicle right now? Well, we just might have a solution for you. Hello, friends. This is Bruce, owner of Five Star Cars in Prescott Valley. Stop by during our spring cleaning event going on now and let us show you how we are rolling the clock back on interest rates. We've got a great selection of Five Star quality cars, trucks, and SUVs with a comfortable, honest, and no pressure experience. I just won't have it any other way. We're on Yavapai Road and always open at fivestarcars.com. Hope to see you soon. Be blessed.
At Prescott Made to Order, this is our favorite time of the year, spring cleaning. Cleaning is what we do, what we love, and this means you get to go do what you enjoy. Is it hiking, family picnics, reading a book by Link Slake? Call Prescott Made to Order. We'll take care of spring cleaning at your home. At Prescott Made to Order, we're your quality, trusted Quad City cleaning service. Spring is calling, so you should call Prescott Made to Order today at 928-899-8518 or visit us at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Been a while since you last had your well inspected? Well, wait no longer. Alcorn Pump is here serving all of Yavapai County with pump and filtration services for homes, ranches, and commercial buildings. Since 1938, Alcorn Pump has made it their goal to get you the best water quality and well pump reliability. So if it's been a while, call Alcorn Pump and let them inspect your well, test your water, and get you the best results possible. Alcorn Pump, 928-237-4372 or go to alcornpump.com. Alcorn Pump, well, well, well.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com from the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And let's welcome back our Congressman Eli Crane, joining us from Washington, D.C. live. And Congressman Crane, it's great to have you back on KQ&A.
Hey, Sanford, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So I did check out your the video on YouTube of your questioning of Secretary Mayorkas, and I wonder what you gleaned, if anything, from the 5 minutes that you were given to question the then candidate for impeachment, the Homeland Secretary.
Well, Sanford, I wish that I could tell you I gleaned something. you know, that's not really my focus when I get a chance to question Secretary Mayorkas. He's a professional liar. This is what he does for a living. If you've ever watched any of his hearings, you'll understand that. He has a bunch of canned answers ready to go. If you go watch the YouTube video, you can see exactly what I'm talking about. My focus is more of letting the 750,000 people that I represent, letting them get a chance through me to, let Secretary Mayorkas understand what his policies and what his lack of leadership is costing them every single day. And I want him to hear the frustration that I hear when I come back to the district. I want him to even hear some of the, anger that I hear when I come back to the district. And, he needs to hear that because this isn't just a policy spat. You know, these are families, American lives, Arizonans that are losing their kids to fentanyl, losing their kids, who are being raped and murdered by MS-13 gang members. These are individuals that are coming through our border and, in hundreds of cases are on terror watch lists and get into this country. We don't know where they're going and we don't know where they're going to strike. And so he needs to hear, it's not time to be some gentleman. It's time to, light him up and make sure that he understands that, these actions and, his policies are harming Americans. And that's something that needs a touch of emotion.
Well, it's not a policy spat. So in your estimation, what the heck is it?
We could sit here and, theorize and go back and forth. I do think a part of it, based on what I'm seeing up here right now and, some of the, efforts that you see, Trump and, Speaker Mike Johnson just had a press conference where they're talking about, trying to stop illegal aliens from, voting. I know the Democrats would love to, have a bunch more voters so that they could swing key districts, key states, and win elections. Because as we've seen, you know, time and time again, that's what's the most important to them. It's power, it's authority, and unfortunately, it's not principle, and it's definitely not America first. And so I think that's a big part of it, Sanford, and, that's pretty scary.
Well, how would you assess what has been going on in the House with regard to the members that are resigning prior to the end of their term, which then is causing Speaker Johnson to have a thinner and thinner majority? It was pretty thin to begin with, but now you have guys like Gallagher in Wisconsin and others that just seem to be not putting the people first and making it just much more of a delicate balance. And it looks like really what has been happening is that the slim Republican majority in the House is hamstrung to act in any way to curtail the ungodly spending that's been going on.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty pathetic, some of the actions that we've seen from members of the Republican Party who have decided to retire early for other jobs, or other instances that aren't, I would say, emergencies. I wouldn't be surprised, Sanford, if it, had something to do with trying to make sure that, President Trump is hamstrung himself. And so if he is to win the election, and so we'll see. But at the end of the day, I think it's pretty pathetic. I think that when you campaign and, a district gives you their trust and sends you up here to Washington to represent them, I think that unless it's an absolute emergency, you should definitely finish out your term.
Well, and that the same goes for the Speaker of the House, which unfortunately did not happen with Kevin McCarthy. And you were one of eight Republicans that kind of helped that along. And one of the things that was a part of that is that any one member could rise up and say that they want to oust the Speaker. And, Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming forward and doing that. And Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky has indicated that he's signing on too. But is Speaker Johnson really in the same boat as McCarthy was, or is this kind of a different situation?
Well, Sanford, when you look at the sheer numbers of it, he's not in the same boat. I think he is in a tougher position, but I can't really find the words to defend Speaker Johnson when we look at how he promised us before the new year that he wouldn't do another CR, and then he did. When he told our conference and he told the American people for months that the border was the hill to die on, and we've seen time and time again that he really didn't mean that. And please understand, Sanford, that what I'm telling you now and what I'm telling your listeners is not something that I haven't said to the Speaker himself. I've done everything that I can to try and convince him to do the right thing by the American people and, put our security and the security of our families first before, we do anything anywhere else around the world. And unfortunately, right now, this week, with the spending bill that you're seeing brought up again, it's a foreign aid package. It's going to be tens of millions, I think, a lot of money that's going to go overseas. And once again, our border is not included in it. And so I understand the frustration of, members that feel like time is running out on this country. We can't sustain what we see going on. And, that was one reason that, the trigger got pulled on Kevin McCarthy once we realized that he could not serve the American people because he had, he was paid for by a bunch of lobbyists and special interest groups up here. And, when you become that and when the swamp owns you, your votes reflect that. And, unfortunately, though I really like, Mike Johnson as a human being, it looks like he's headed right down the same exact path.
Well, and you mentioned President Trump, and that's something that I, as a citizen, when I bear witness to these constitutional violations that are taking place with the Colorado Supreme Court and the Maine Secretary of State, and not to mention the the district attorneys in Fulton County and in New York with Alvin Bragg and all that. It's like, you know, it makes my head explode to see that these people are being allowed to circumvent what has traditionally been very spelled out law and order. And I would imagine that being in the Congress like you are, there would be a wish that you could go in and straighten these people out.
Well, there is most certainly a wish, Sanford, and the way that we should be straightening people out, like you just mentioned, is via the power of the purse. And that's the sad thing, is that, you know, in many instances that you just brought up, you know, some of these folks and some of their offices get federal funding, and this is something that has been a fight up here. Unfortunately, you know, we haven't. It's a hill we haven't been willing to die on, just like the border. And this is the frustration with so many people up here that feel like time is running out, and every day we get closer and closer to becoming a banana republic. And, you know, the folks up here in Washington, D.C. don't really care about what the American people want. And that's why you see, you know, moves being made up here that you don't normally see in politics, I think, because, you know, we those of us that are listening to our voters understand, you know, we hear their cries, we hear their pleas, you know, to do something to stop what's going on in this country. And so, you know, it's desperate times sometimes, you know, call for desperate measures. And that's what you're seeing going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, you've at least had a little bit of success, legislatively speaking. You had a recent bill called the Pleasant Valley Veterans Retreat Bill that passed the House. Tell us a little bit about the origination of that, and where will it go once it passes out of the House?
Yeah, thank you, Sanford, for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. It's a, you know, it's awesome. It's a great accomplishment. It's definitely not mine alone. There are many people who have worked on this, you know, both on both sides of the aisle, to be honest with you. Even my predecessor, Tom O'Halloran, worked on it. I know Congressman Paul Gosar worked on it. Woody Klein in Gila County has been working on this. He's been taking lead on it. But basically what this did is it took land from the Forest Service and it transferred it over to the county so that the county could, make the Pleasant Valley Veterans Retreat. It's going to be the only veterans retreat in northern Arizona, and I'm sure many of your listeners know that a lot of our veterans have given a lot for this country. They don't get paid a lot for it, and many of them, have serious health and physical issues when they get back, and being able to have a place, right there in young Arizona that's just beautiful. It's quiet, it's peaceful, and they can take their families and go there for a retreat. You know, that's a big deal to a lot of families, and I'm just really, really proud and happy that we could work on this, get it over the finish line, and hopefully soon the Senate will pass it as well, and then hopefully the president will sign it into law.
Now, there's another bill that you're working on called the Subterranean Border Defense Act, and this passed out of the House Committee on Homeland Security. So tell us about that. What does the Subterranean Border Defense Act look to accomplish?
Yeah, thank you, Sanford. This is another bipartisan bill. I'm working with Lou Carrera, who's a Democrat from California. And basically, this is just going to require the Department of Homeland Security to make their reporting on the tunnels that the cartels utilize going from Mexico into the United States. And there's over 100 of them that we know of. So that means there's quite a few more that are used to smuggle narcotics and could also be used to smuggle in, high value terrorists that, you know, want to commit acts here on our homeland, and also could be used to smuggle in weapons, nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction, et cetera. And they're very, some of these tunnels have, you know, really serious infrastructures, you know, kind of like what you might see in Gaza. And so this is going to require Homeland Security to step up their reporting to the Congress on an annual basis. Right now that does not take place, and it's very tough to combat and provide resources to Homeland Security when Congress is not getting any reporting. So, you know, this just really helps facilitate our oversight capabilities, and you know, I'm hopeful that we can continue to combat the effort from the cartels and others to smuggle in you know, human trafficking and also very dangerous weaponry and narcotics into the U.S. with this bill.
Well, and certainly you bring up Gaza, and that whole situation is something very near and dear to me and to my family. I wondered if, as a result of what is going on over there, now that you have quote-unquote pro-Hamas demonstrators chanting death to America here in our country, as a person who has served in the military on behalf of our country's defense, how does that make you feel when you see that kind of stuff going on? Now, I know there's free speech and all that kind of stuff,
right,
but free speech calling for the death of your own country from within, that there's got to be a limit at that point.
Well, it is. It's disgusting to me, Sanford. I mean, you know, it's hard to believe. I never thought I'd see this level of vitriol and, you know, and hatred. But honestly, I have been watching for many years, and I've been very concerned about, you know, some of the things that have been going on in this country. And I also believe this is why, you know, one of the reasons we need to tamp down on, you know, some of the folks that are coming into this country. But I did just, I went over to Israel actually a couple of weeks ago because I wanted to see for myself what they were dealing with. And we went down to the, you know, the border with Gaza. We went up into the Golan Heights so we could, you know, be in the north there and see what they're dealing with Syria, Jordan, Hezbollah. And we also went, you know, we also went to a couple other places as well. And so it was a really good trip. I'd never been. I'm glad I got a chance to go, but I definitely left with a real appreciation for what the IDF and the Israelis have to deal with on a daily basis when it comes to security.
Did you get to visit the Sea of Galilee?
I actually did. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that was really cool getting to stand on the shores of the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah. Yeah, that we spent a couple nights in Tiberias and did the full circle all the way around the Kinneret, and you can't be a human being and not gain some sort of inspiration from spending time in that area.
Yeah, I agree, Sanford, as somebody who's, you know, been raised a Christian since I was a toddler. Getting to see, you know, some of the places that I've read about and learned about in the Bible for decades now, getting to, you know, walk around and see those sites was, you know, definitely something that was amazing. But it was a great trip. And, coming up, one of the things that is being proposed this week is, a funding bill for Israel. But I've been pretty clear on, I will support Israel, but if we're going to do it, we need to pay for it. And that was one of the first things that Speaker Johnson did. I thought it was the best thing that he did as soon as he became Speaker, is he said, we're going to do an Israel supplemental, but we're going to pay for it by taking money from the IRS. And, you know, I can get on board with that, but, I want to make sure that I continue to be a fiscal conservative, you know, as much as possible, and make sure that, you know, even when we're funding good causes, because most of the causes up here are good causes, Sanford, but, you know, we need to be very careful about, you know, overextending ourselves. And as you know, we're already $34 trillion in debt. And so, that's something that we're looking at up here in Congress this week, along with several other things.
Just got a few minutes left with Congressman Eli Crane, and coming up this afternoon at 5:30 at Yavapai College, Supervisor Mary Mallory is leading a town hall regarding the mining activities that have been going on in the southern part of Yavapai County. I know that there's been some attempts to try and brief you on that kind of stuff. We're going to probably learn a lot more about it today at this event. I just wonder if you had had a chance at all to glean any more information about what's going on with the mining claim that had been purchased by a Chinese mining company, and there was apparently some untowardly activity going on down there with the mining operation.
Yeah, Sanford, is something that, you know, myself and my staff have been briefed on a couple different times. I might not have heard about the second part of your statement as far as the activity that was going on there, but I know my staff has written, a letter to the Arizona Secretary of State with several questions that, we're looking for feedback on, so... it's something that we're definitely keeping an eye on, and we will continue to keep an eye on and bring back updates.
And we will absolutely keep you and your staff in the loop with whatever we find out today. It is something that, obviously public lands and land use is something very near and dear to all of us here in Arizona. And so we want to make sure that if somebody does have a mining claim, at the very least, they be playing by the rules.
Right. Yeah, I agree, and I thank you for your effort to educate your listeners on this topic.
I know you're going to be doing some outreach here over the next few weeks and months, and we look forward to having you back in the state. I know you fly back here regularly, but we've got a voting session tomorrow. But thank you very much for making the time to be able to join us live from Washington. Congressman Eli Crane, keeping the faith down there in D.C., and that's hard to do some days.
That's right. Thank you, Sanford. I really appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Congressman Eli Crane joining us live right here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And when we return, Barbara Ernst joins us, and she is going to be talking about the future of some of the scholarly young people that we have, some scholarship recipients, and they're folks that are looking to continue keeping a watchful eye on what goes on in our society. And so she will join us in the studio in just a few moments. Right now, we're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll be back with more live on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com and on the AZ Hometown Radio app and Facebook Live. We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's a great day at Shepherd Insurance. The 12th annual Cruise In for Veterans, Saturday, April 20th, at the Heights Church parking lot on East Larry Caldwell Drive, Prescott, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
There will be food, music, a silent auction, over 200 raffle prizes, veteran support groups, sponsor booths, cool cars, and much more. Free admission to the public, and all proceeds go to help our local veterans in need. For more info, go to cruiseforvets.com.
I'm Lori Sell.
And I'm Susan Morrison.
Shepherd Insurance, one of the proud sponsors. Don't miss it. The 12th annual Cruise In for Veterans, Saturday, April 20th. See you there.
Hey, Hey, Quad Cities, it's Ben Hollibaugh, General Manager at Findlay Hyundai in Prescott, and...
it's a new day at Findlay Hyundai.
Thank you for making us Northern Arizona's new number one volume Hyundai dealer.
We have selection. Dozens of brand new Hyundai models for you to test drive and select from. We have savings. $1,000 bonus cash on the new fun-sized and full-strength 2024 Kona subcompact SUV. And it's Kelley Blue Book's Best Buy Award winner. Take $1,250 bonus cash on the SUV for modern adventure, the 2024 Hyundai Tucson, and IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. Discover Hyundai Owner Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of free maintenance. There's joy in every journey in your new Hyundai. From Monday through Sunday, it's a new day at Findlay Hyundai of Prescott on Willow Creek Road and at FindlayHyundaiPrescott.com.
Claim based on sales Q4 2023. All offers OEC for well-qualified buyers with Hyundai Motor Finance. Excludes government and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com from the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, it was great to catch up with Congressman Eli Crane, and if you want to catch our interview, if you happen to miss part of it, we will have that for you with our podcast on the website, and you'll be able to catch up on that soon. Right now, we're going to take another quick break, get the news going, and then Barbara Ernst from the Republican Women of Prescott has brought an actual scholarship recipient here in our studio. We will talk to them live in moments here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide, KQ&A.com, and on the AZ Hometown Radio app. We'll be right back.
Tails or Wagon at Wags Pet Resort and Luxury Hotel. For a happier and healthier dog, give them the social interaction they need. We offer indoor and outdoor supervised group play. We know we can't take your place, but we'll always treat your dog as one of our own. Wags Pet Resort is not just a stay, it's an experience filled with love, hugs, and kisses. Book your best friend's play date today. Visit us at 9049 East Quarantine Road in Prescott Valley or online at wagspetresorts.com.
Been a while since you last had your well inspected? Well, wait no longer. Alcorn Pump is here serving all of Yavapai County with pump and filtration services for homes, ranches, and commercial buildings. Since 1938, Alcorn Pump has made it their goal to get you the best water quality and well pump reliability. So if it's been a while, call Alcorn Pump and let them inspect your well, test your water, and get you the best results possible. Alcorn Pump, 928-237-4372, or go to alcornpump.com. Alcorn Pump, well, well, well.
It's Chevy truck season, Arizona, and right now, Lamb Chevrolet is offering savings up to 17% with qualifying trade on select in-stock half-ton Chevy Silverados, the number one selling full-size pickup in Arizona. Drive a 2024 half-ton Silverado four-wheel drive for as low as $38,234. Save over $10,800 on a 2024 half-ton Silverado LTZ crew cab. Plus, 2.9% financing for 72 months is available on every half-ton Silverado in stock. Visit lambchevrolet.com to check out our latest inventory. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Stock number C274479 and C184808. 2.9% must finance through GMF for well-qualified buyers. Not available with leases and some other offers. Ranking based on S&P Global Mobility, January 2023 through December 2023. New retail registrations using GM Custom Large Pickup Segmentation. GVW 1 through 3 in Arizona. Expires 4/30/24.
We're KQ&A.
Time now for a check of your local news and weather brought to you by Wags Pet Resort. Yavapai County Sheriff David Rhodes is issuing a safety reminder following three fatal recreational vehicle accidents.
Rhodes explains these tragic accidents occurred recently.
Over the weekend here in Yavapai County, our deputies have responded to three recreational vehicle accidents, all involving fatalities. One on Senator Highway, one near Cleater, and one down on Bumblebee Road.
A witness told Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies last Friday night a man on a dirt bike failed to navigate a turn and rode off the edge of Crown King Road. The man was treated by Crown King Fire personnel before he was flown out to Deer Valley Hospital, where he died from his injuries. Rhodes has some advice for recreational vehicle drivers.
We need you to drive safely. Go out, ride your recreational vehicles, do the things that you want to do, but do it safely so that you can come home to your families.
Last Saturday afternoon, a 36-year-old ATV driver lost control on Bumblebee Road and went into a ditch and overturned. He was pronounced dead from head injuries at the scene. 1 week ago, a side-by-side vehicle driver crashed on Senator Highway. In all these accidents, the drivers weren't wearing proper safety equipment. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Drivers in Prescott Valley could notice a change in street signs.
Town officials recently conducted a street sign color survey, and the results are in. Around 70% of the more than 2,100 people who voted in the poll prefer blue signs over the current green ones. According to town officials, green received 30% of the vote. The new blue signs will be used when current street signs need to be replaced. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks hit the road, starting with a four-game series against the San Francisco Giants. First game is 6 o'clock tonight, and all the action can be heard right here on KQ&A. And now here's your KQ&A weather. For tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities area, cloudy early, then clearing. Breezy with a low around 45 degrees. Friday, sunny and windy with a high of 75. Saturday, sunny and breezy again with a high near 78. For Cottonwood in the Verde Valley tonight, mostly cloudy early and windy with a low of 51 degrees. Friday, sunny, breezy and a high near 83. Saturday will be sunny with variable winds and a high of 86 degrees. That was a check of your local news and weather sponsored by Wags Pet Resort. I'm Ken Duncan for Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and 1130 AM and everywhere you go with our free AZ Hometown Radio mobile app.
If you're a propane user, you've most likely heard the name Barrett Propane. That's because they've been around this area for more than 60 years, providing reliable propane to your home or business. They've also worked hard to improve the quality of life for everyone in Yavapai County by supporting local nonprofits. It's just who they are. Friendly local folks not only delivering propane, but making life a little better along the way. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandmother would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Purple Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. They don't just bloom once in spring, they bloom again in summer. Mine bloomed three times last year, making spring last well into fall. Come check out all the heavenly new sights and scents that are making this spring the most beautiful ever. Lilacs like Grandma used to grow and better. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Spring has sprung. Lovely flowers are in bloom, and Cottonwood Area Transit is on the road again. Uh-huh.
Sandra, CAT is here for our community for all four seasons, and that's why our ridership continues to blossom.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. The Verde Shuttle will even spring you to Sedona.
And don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
I sense budding travels ahead for us. Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com from the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, joining me live in studio is Barbara Ernst from the Republican Women of Prescott, and this is our, every once in a while we get a chance to chat with Barbara about her pet program, which is the scholarship program for continuing education for folks that are in high school and looking to go on to extended education, but with a very important look at keeping the conservative theme going, and that's really what this is about. And congratulations, Barbara, on another fine crop of students. And we have one here that we're going to talk to in just a little bit. But tell us a little bit about how this program got started and how it has manifested itself over the years.
Thank you, Sanford. Yes, it'd be my privilege to bring you up to speed on how the Republican of Women, or as we call it, RWAPS, scholarship program started. It actually started in 2015, and we reached out to all of the high schools in Yavapai County, plus Baghdad, and we did this for several years. And then we changed it a little bit 2 years ago when we added Emory Riddle. And that's been fun to kind of change our focus a little bit. In fact, we even got so involved with Embry-Riddle that we helped them start a college Republican program on campus there. And we hope to do the same thing next year, because it looks like Yavapai College is looking to go that direction. So we will be instrumental in helping that happen. But getting back to scholarship, we changed it a little bit more this year because the trend seems to be going more towards trade schools instead of colleges.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we feel very strongly about this. So we did reach out. There's two trade schools that work out of Yavapai College, and we did reach out to them. And unfortunately, we did not get any applicants this year. So our goal is to start earlier with a targeted marketing program for students in trade schools to be able to assist them as well. They need all the help they can get, just like the rest of our students do.
I have a quick little story to add to that. I was asked to give the eighth grade commencement to my daughter's graduating class at Granite Mountain Middle School. And that was precisely the theme of my remarks, because I saw the parents who were sitting in the audience, and I said, not everybody is cut out, you know, to necessarily go on to a four-year university. That's why we have such a fantastic community college here. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we do need plumbers, electricians, heating and air conditioning people, you know, big equipment operators. I mean, construction's a very important economic engine in our state, and you know, we need people that need to know how to do that. If you have a leak in your plumbing, you're not going to call a professor. You're going to call a plumber. So you have to have those.
Oh, I totally agree with you, and so does the membership of RWAP. Totally agrees with that. So we're going to make that a real focus next year. But I did want to tell you that since 2015, we have awarded 109 scholarships, just under $150,000.
Wow.
And so, and it's wonderful. I've been the chair for 3 years and on the committee for six. And it's amazing how these kids still come back to us and thank us, or send us their wedding invitation or their graduation announcement, and they come back to see us.
Now, is it one of those things where everybody that applies gets something?
Oh, heavens,
or
no.
So it is competitive, and there is an analysis that goes on.
Very, very much so. There are five levels that we look at when we evaluate. And it is obviously transcripts are very important, and a letter of recommendation. And then we come up with a pretty complex question for everyone to write on. And so, and then we grade them on their grammar, their content, their conclusions. And that's 500 word essay. And then 150 word bio, because we want to know what they do. And all of them, these kids are just remarkable. They seem to all have, not only they're involved in sports and student activities, and they're, you know, ASB president and, you know, and cheerleader and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But most of them have, they're involved in their communities and in their churches. And many of them have jobs that they go to on the weekend or after school. So we take all that into account. And, you know, we actually had 22 applicants this year, and it was very tough. And we narrowed it down to eight. Two are from Embry-Riddle. And we have three from Prescott High and one from Chino, one from Baghdad, and one from Trinity. So we have got a good cross-section, and we will be entertaining them and their guests at RWAP's May luncheon. And we treat them to a free luncheon, and then the members get to see them, and it's just it's very, very rewarding.
What is the typical award, dollars and cents wise, for a scholarship winner?
Well, this year we had more money because we had three successful events. We had Charlie Kirk, and we lovingly call her Patriot Barbie, was almost a sellout at Performing Arts. And then later in the year we had Dennis Prager, who definitely was.
There he is.
I thought that looked familiar. And so with that, we were able to have a little bit more from RWAP to contribute. So we gave away $20,000.
Nice.
This year to 8 students. So you can figure out from there.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can't do the math, then you probably shouldn't get a scholarship. But
well,
I get it.
And it's not divided 8 ways. I mean, we weigh every one of those kids. We weigh them differently, and their appropriation is done accordingly.
Well, we have a real live scholarship recipient here in the studio. His name is Gage Cunningham. He is a senior at Prescott High School. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you think, in terms of your schooling, where are you going from here? What are you planning on studying? And are you nervous at all about going on to higher learning?
I'm going to be going to NAU after this year. And I'm going to be studying environmental engineering, which it's something very closely related to what I do for my job right now for Prescott Pump Service. And I would say I am a little bit nervous because it's not that far from home, but it's somewhere
sure.
new.
And Prescott Pump Service, so you say it's close to what you do for them. What do you do for them?
The water wells that people have, like mm-hmm. private water wells and small water companies that require maintenance on the wells or the water systems and stuff like that. And then environmental engineering is very similar to that, but instead of actually doing the work on it, you are designing the work for it.
I see. Yeah. So how did you get involved in that? How did you get interested in that?
So my uncle owns a company.
Oh, well, that helps.
So I work for him, and it's just something that since I know, and I find it very interesting how the water and stuff like that works.
Yeah, you know, I have a couple of pieces of property that have their own well. I've had drilled a couple of wells. It was something I didn't really know anything about. I really relied more on the experts, to do what they did. But, have you ever, encountered anyone that does like witching? They do witching for a drill hole?
My dad is able to, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
And when we had to re-drill a well recently, he gave me the stick to practice, and I was kind of able to get it, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I had Donnie Roscoff is the guy that did that witched our wells, he showed me, you know, with the they're kind of like an L-shaped coat hanger, really, but it's not exactly like that. But as you're walking around, you're and as long as you don't grab onto the divining rods too closely, they will actually move, and you feel the underground streams, and sometimes they can go into the depths of hundreds of feet. So I could see why you'd be fascinated with that. What will they teach you, do you think, at NAU that would help you in your environmental career?
They teach me not only about the water side, but they would teach me about other kinds of stuff like pollution and all that stuff. And I like chemistry and a lot of water companies require chemistry to treat the water so that way it's safe for people to use. And
so now when you go out with the folks that are working with your uncle's company, I would imagine some of that work tends to be rather remote. And does that give you any kind of extra appreciation for where you live here in Yavapai County?
It does, for sure, because I've done work on Mingus Mountain all the way down in Skull Valley, Groom Creek, and it shows that where we live is very diverse and very pretty.
So now when you do go away to school, you know that sometimes you can be distracted by the social activities that go on the campus, because this will be, I'm presuming, of course, this will be your first time living away from home, and so you'll be kind of on your own, so to speak. What have you learned from your family members that you think guides you in terms of making good decisions as an adult and will carry you in your academic career up at NAU?
I've learned that if there's any doubt in what you should do, either do more research, or if it seems like even the slightest bit of a bad idea, don't do it. And try and get out and have fun with your friends and be outgoing, because I'm a very closed up person. I'm not very open to other people, which I find it hard to kind of make new friends because I'm kind of quiet.
But I bet you're good with numbers, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of the things at the radio station where we have to balance three different personality types. You have the salespeople, very outgoing, and you know, and then you have announcers that are like performers and creative people, and then you have folks that are doing the accounting, and that's, and they tend to be people like you. They tend to be very quiet, and they just like to, you know, do their work and take pride in the precision of their work, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, I think that, you know, we need people like you out there in the world. So do you find that you get involved in discussions with your friends? Do you get along, or do you disagree at times? I mean, what is your conversations generally?
Mostly it's with my family, like my dad and my uncle, and we listen to talk shows on the radio like this. And some of my favorite ones are Glenn Beck and then Megyn Kelly. Glenn Beck's funny to me. It's what him and I think it's Stu. And we just discuss what's going on in the country and stuff that affects us, because one of the big things is inflation. And I've seen it through where I work. The price of some things has, I think, gone up almost 2 times since 2020.
Well, let me tell you, young man, been around long enough that I remember when my home mortgage interest rate was 14.5%, and I was darn lucky to have it, because the interest rate went up to 21. But anyway, congratulations. Gage Cunningham, you are one of the recipients of the Republican Women of Prescott Scholarship Program, and Barbara, obviously, you know, when you meet young people like this, it gives you reason to feel optimistic about the future.
It absolutely does. I never had children myself, and when I was asked to be on this committee, I thought, well, that's kind of a misfit, isn't it? And then they said, just wait, and you're not kidding. You come away with such a strong positive view of the future of America, and these kids represent that. So it's been a pleasure.
I want to thank you both for being my guest here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Be back with some final thoughts after this. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Did you know there are two types of insurance agents, independent and captive?
Here's the difference. A captive agent works for one company. An independent agent represents multiple companies.
If you call a captive agent, you will get a quote only from their insurance company. If you call an independent agent, you'll get quotes from many insurance companies.
This gives you the opportunity to truly compare multiple rates with one phone call.
Hi, I'm Lori Sell.
And I'm Susan Morrison. We are independent agents. We represent over 20 of the top-rated insurance companies.
Call us at Shepherd Insurance today, 928-445-4600.
Get a soul sign in your yard. When you work at Travis Ford, go to TravisFord.com.
Hey, all my friends in Prescott, it's your boy Gary Lavox of Rascal Flats. You know I love rolling into the Chino Valley in Prescott area. The hunting is so great. It's just, I love the place. And it's not just the hunting, though. It's the people. Like Travis Bard with Legacy Real Estate Network, Keller Williams, Arizona Realty. When Travis isn't roping steers, he's selling houses, and man, is he good at both. Travis can help you look at all the options that you have to sell your home. And it starts with a simple trip to his website, LegacyREN.com. Just click on the home value button and get your home's real value in a matter of seconds. So let's get that sold sign in your yard. So sing it with me.
Get a sold sign in your yard. When you work at Travis Ford, go to TravisFord.com.
Ignite your senses with an unbeatable feast at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel's Mountain Springs Buffet. Enjoy our lunch buffet every Monday and Tuesday from 11:30 to 3 for only $9.99. $9.99 unlocks a selection of flavors that will have your taste buds singing. Then transport your palate to distant lands with an international menu on Mondays. Then celebrate Taco Tuesdays the next day. Your feast awaits at Mountain Springs Buffet at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Hey, Matt, I heard you're having a Rembrandt sale.
They're called Remnants, Sandy, and yes, we are.
You say Remnants, I say Rembrandt. They're picture-perfect for your small projects.
Stop by Greenlee Designer Surfaces. We have a huge selection of stone remnants, starting at only $6 a square foot, plus fabrication and installation.
Rembrandt sale.
Remnant. We're located at 1435 Commercial Way off of Highway 89 in Prescott. GreenleeDesignerSurfaces.com. We design surfaces for your life.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com from the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And just enough time to remind you of the town hall going on at Yavapai College in the Performing Arts Center tonight at 5:30. If you want to find out more about the mining activities connected to the Chinese Mining Company, Supervisor Mary Mallory will be hosting a town hall. There's no RSVP needed. Just head right over to Yavapai College. It starts at 5:30 tonight. We wanted to say thanks to Barbara Ernst from Republican Women of Prescott, Gage Cunningham, the scholarship recipient, and thanks, of course, to Congressman Eli Crane for joining us live from Washington, D.C. We'll join you tomorrow at 4 with Let's Talk Sports Live on KQ&A. In the meantime, have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec Fee Center, Ferret Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.